Gotta get that body count down. Gotta get that body count down. Gotta get that body count down, baby. Gotta get that body count down, down. Gotta get that body count down.
Gotta get that goddamn body count down. Shit.
Who is that, Tariq?
This brother makes these videos. Real good stuff, man. Let me get on some Mackin music while we got this thing popping. Let me see what I'm going to bump while we got this. I hear some feedback over there. Which one of y'all?
In case you guys haven't heard by now, there's a new game on Google Play called Crispy's Biscuit.
I'm fucking up already.
Talking about us. And it's
I know. I'm over here fucking all the way up.
Shameless plug.
Man. Man, we're here, right here. Let me start recording everything. I'm using new equipment here, by the way, family. So y'all excuse me. We're broadcasting live on... Oh, that's Bree's ass. That's Bree ass. Bree's ass right there.
I got it together now.
Let me make sure that we're live on YouTube. Because usually we broadcast on Ustream. But we're on YouTube right now, broadcasting live on the Ism Radio page. Ladies and gentlemen, let me look in the chat room here. So go to YouTube. All right, we got a lot of folks watching right now on YouTube. Somebody's already talking about Bree's titties. Y'all leave Bree alone. Just every comment, titty, 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 titty.
Yes, I know. I'm a person, guys.
Man.
Share feeling.
I'm not just titties. All right. Well, I am kind of just titties.
Okay, and some people are saying that the stream is lagging. Okay. Okay, we're trying to get it together. Is the lagging in the stream? All right. I see there is a lagging in the stream, but we're still going to try to make it pop off. What the hell? Okay, that's okay. Priya in there with the stuff.
Should I close it?
No, we should be good to go.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we should be good to go. Hold on. Y'all bear with me for a second. I'm trying to get everything to look right. Hold on. Let's try this. Let me see if I'm lagging on this right here. Hold on. One second, guys. God damn. All right. Am I lagging here? Hold on. Just put the camera on my ass. We're working out the technical glitches. All right? Let me see if I'm lagging on this one. All right. And the phone number is 818-850-5404. Yeah, I am lagging on this one a little bit. All right. So we're working it out. Just getting this stuff together, trying to get that body count down. All right. Let me see. What am I doing? Okay, I got to figure out how to get this thing to stop lagging in the playback or in the live stream. I think the playback will be a little clearer. All right, but we're going to still make it do what it do. All right, at least if you guys can hear the audio, you guys are good. Can you guys hear? It sounds good, though. Okay. All right, the audio might be a little janky. Y'all got to see the sexy ladies in slow motion. We got Layla. Layla's over here doing the most. What the hell are you doing over here? I just see little old arms all in the air.
I'm trying to take Zoe.
How are you, Layla?
I'm better. Remember last week I said I was like kind of sick, but the reason why I was prolonging is because I needed antibiotics.
Really? What was wrong with you?
I had a throat infection. I told you I think I need my tonsils. I don't know if I told you this. I think I need my tonsils out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been kind of having problems. So hopefully, you know, I'm going to monitor it. But now I feel so much better.
That's good.
And I don't sound so raspy. Yeah. Well, a little bit, but I'm a little better. I feel better.
So the antibiotics knocked everything
knocked
out pretty much?
Knocked it right on out. Good. I feel great. I feel good. So yeah, I was sick.
That's what's up. We're glad to have Miss Layla back in good health.
Yay.
And over here, we have the lovely Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
I am excelente.
Now, we heard you was turning the hell up.
Man. I did.
Up in Vegas. How was Vegas?
Man. You know, Vegas don't owe me a damn thing. I had a ball in Vegas.
What all did y'all do in Vegas?
So, of course, like the strip and the clubs. Well, no, we didn't go. The only club I went to was One Oak, which they treated us like kings and queens.
Really?
They kept bringing us strawberries and shit.
Like, damn.
Well, we had a table, but okay. Still, like... it was like the best service I've had in VIP in a very long time. And like, who was there? 2 Chainz and YG.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that shit was lit.
Man, did you meet some nice dudes up there?
You know, I did meet a nice guy. He ended up being like 22, 24 or something
like
that.
Ain't nothing wrong with the young players.
Yeah, that's what he like. Age ain't nothing but a number to me, baby. I'm like, okay, whatever. We'll see.
Yeah, you put a little talcum powder on them balls.
Oh, no.
That nigga act right.
Yeah, yes. I had a blast. I gambled a little bit.
How much did you lose?
Well, look, I put $10 on the table and was like, whatever happens, happens. And I walked away with like a little bit over $200.
Oh, damn.
Turned 10 into 200.
You flipped it good. That's good. Hey, I love it.
Man. Loan me $5.
I gotta be a little bolder next time because I'm watching other people win like $1,500. I'm like, shit.
Man. Yo, when do the tickets, family in the room, let me know when the tickets for the Floyd Mayweather fight go on sale? Because I know they've been selling fake tickets and all that stuff, and I want to know when the official tickets go on sale for the Floyd Mayweather fight. That's up insane. In Vegas.
You fake going?
Tickets. I'm going. I'm going to go. I want to go up there. I got to see that.
Come on, Brie. We got to go, too.
Girl, man. I'll go, but I ain't buying no $1,000 ass.
No, tickets. I think. No, I want to go. Let's just go to Vegas just to have fun.
Well, that I'm down for. But yeah.
Sneak in with Tariq and beg Tariq for the tickets later. Let's just get there, and we'll worry about that later.
My Lord.
I'm acting like somebody else. No, I'm
kidding. I know. Tariq, let me.
Let me be quiet.
Let me stop. What's up? Who's calling? Hello? Don't tell me the phone line going to be janky again. I thought I had it fixed.
We want to talk to y'all today.
I thought I had it fixed. God dang. Everybody call back again. 818-850-5404. I could have swore I fixed the phone lines. 818-850-5404. Call back. Let's see if the phone lines are working. Let me test the phone lines. I don't want shit to be all janky up in here, ladies and gentlemen. Again, the number is 818-850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now, Miss Layla, what's happening out here in the news?
Okay. I have a couple stories, but one story Brie has to talk about because she's from that town.
Don't put it on me.
I want to, first of all, talk about the coon of the day. And you all know who I'm talking about.
Are we talking about Mike Vick?
We talking about Mike Vick.
Oh, man. Mike Vick.
I can't and I won't.
For those who don't know, Mike Vick was on, what was that sports show? It was up there with Jason Whitlock.
Yeah.
And his ass up there looking like a stuffed fucking burrito.
Yes.
From Chipotle in that tight ass suit. And they're cooning it up. Mike Vick was talking about Colin Kaepernick should cut his hair. He needs to change his image and, you know, be more presentable. And I'm like, wait a minute.
And maybe the NFL will consider him.
Right. And Mike Vick, he sounds broken. It's like a broken slave.
Exactly.
He's like a broken fucking slave. They broke this nigga. Colin Kaepernick did not commit no crime.
Right.
So what's this reshaping of an image thing? He didn't do anything wrong.
Right. Mike Vick, you were convicted.
Yeah, Mike Vick. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Why are you trying to drop some knowledge on somebody? Yeah. Show shit together.
Yeah, I get the court thing because when you go to court, you do want to, you know, look presentable. But he ain't going to no damn court.
He ain't going to court. Colin didn't commit no crime. Colin didn't commit no crime. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just speaking out against unconstitutional shootings. So exactly. This man shouldn't be drugged through the mud over that. And he has to buck dance and bow down like he committed some goddamn crime.
Yeah.
And the fact that these sports people are putting their coons out there to criminalize him, you know what I'm saying, is straight bullshit.
Crazy.
You dig?
And then Mike Vick gonna try to release a statement afterwards like, what I said had absolutely nothing to do about it with his hair. But that's exactly what you said, though.
Exactly.
People backtrack. Yeah, and try to backtrack. That's what you said.
And they treat these players, man. They treat this whole shit like a plantation, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
They treat it just like a plantation.
NBA, the NFL.
Exactly. And if they don't act right, they make these dudes bow down and buck dance. And that's the sad shit. And that's what our brother Kaepernick is protesting. So more power to my brother Kaepernick.
This is getting worse.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is. Did you hear about the thing at Walmart?
Yeah, about the nigger.
The nigger brown.
Oh, yeah.
Color.
And that's been going on for a long time. The excuse was that they ordered these caps from China, right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
And black.
And in the word black, they use nigger. I mean, it's a bullshit excuse. They know what the hell they're doing. And that has been going on for a long time.
That's crazy. But Walmart's trying to act like, a third party, so we were unaware that was on our site.
Exactly. Still, who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Ramon calling again from Phoenix.
Ramon from Phoenix. How are you, Ramon?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's on your mind?
All right, I had a question for you today.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm 19. I'm in college. I'm on the honors list. I don't get in trouble. I don't curse. Where or how can I attract women my age like myself?
At church.
Somebody at church. Oh, hell no. If they in church at 19, that means niggas then blew their assholes out.
Oh, like, yeah, you right. Yeah.
You see a 19-year-old chick coming to church? Oh, her ass is
I just want to know.
Now, you can find them. You can find them, like, at the Glee Club. You know, little stuff around school. A lot of little activities around school. You got to get you, like, a kind of a nerdy girl. You know, at that age, a lot of girls, when they go to college at your age, they gotta break out with their shit. You know, these women are just getting out the house. Now this is the first time in life mom and dad ain't telling them what to do. You know, they gotta live unrestricted. So a lot of women at that age are very experimental. You dig?
Okay.
So
you gotta
keep that in mind. You know, it's a stage.
So I go after, like, the bookworms?
You gotta go after the bookworms or go after the chicks that's a couple of years older. You either go for the bookworms or you go for the women that's around 22, 23, who's getting out of the party and drinking, licking a little pussy to test it out stage. You dig?
Oh, right. Because a lot of them what? My nothing, age Layla, are you very, know. Very immature.
Layla, no.
Why do I have to know?
You've had a sample sometime.
No, I have
You ain't had no sample, Layla.
Never,
As sexy, your little thin, fit body ain't never been up in somebody's mouth.
No. Oh my God.
Please. Somebody had the salty taste of womb nectar.
Never tell you, Tariq. I would never tell you, that's for sure.
But yeah, what you got?
Yeah, a lot of the girls my age are just very immature, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand. You know, these women are just getting out the house, man. They're fresh out of high school, so they got to let it all hang out. And, you know, they want to party, have fun, and that's the name of the game. And you kind of should be in that same mode, too.
I was just thinking that. Like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, you're 19, so you shouldn't be thinking about settling down on a serious level at that age anyway. You understand?
Okay.
Because you got to get out here and live. See, right now, your money ain't right. You're a smart dude, sounds like. You're doing good in school, but your little money ain't where it needs to be, so you're not getting a lot of options as far as the ladies. But let me tell you, when you get out of school, what are you trying to major in? What are you trying to do when you get out?
I'm trying to go into, like, mechanical engineering.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, nigga, when you get degree and get that mechanical engineering thing popping and them six figures start coming in, they're going to be cooperating.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. All the girls who are partying now, drinking, eating ass at the frat party, letting the Q dogs run trains on them.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't let her go to a Q dog party. They're going to set our ass the fuck out. But, yeah. And when they get out of that stage, when the Q dogs are done with them, then they're going to want to settle down a little bit. And then they're going to come for you.
So you're
going to be good to go.
So I just got
to
wait a little bit?
Just got to wait a little bit. Or just get you a little nerdy chick for right now. You feel me?
Okay. I feel you.
All right, thanks for the call, brother. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Them nerdy chicks be sitting at all. Hell yeah, they do. Nigga, don't sleep on the nerds.
Don't sleep
the guys
on
are
the
like
nerds.
The nerdy guys them, too, though. Them look, the
yeah, ones. Yeah. Layla knows. She know about them nerdy dudes, don't you? Don't you know about them nerdy dudes,
that's
Layla?
All, that's all I'm talking to right now. Only if you are not a nerd, get out of my face.
I've only had one nerd.
Uh-oh, you had one nerd?
I had one.
What happened with that?
He was a top-notch freak.
Oh,
that's
damn.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Man,
loved everything about it.
Yo, yeah, them nerds be knowing the circumference in the depth of coochie. I don't know how deep to lick. They know all types of shit.
Oh, no. Not on this Tuesday.
They be explaining your coochie. Well, you know, your G-spot is geometrically at
first. I swear.
Damn. My God. Let's see who else we got on the phone. A lot of folks are calling. We finally got the phone lines acting right. What's up? Who's calling?
This is Bland from Atlanta.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Man, I'm excellent, man. I just want to say, bless up to you, man. You're an OG out here in the streets. Everything that you're doing, man, so powerful, man. You're a great example for us young brothers out here, man.
Man, much respect, man. I'm trying my best, brother. I'm trying my best. Oh, yeah, by the way, today's show is brought to you by a brand new website called Benku. It's time for you to make sure your old backpack is in good shape. It's time to get a new one if you're not sure where to look. You need to check Benku. That's Benku.com. Let me spell it for you. BINCOUX.com. They have a new line of amazing backpacks that are soft to the touch, made with their signature fabric. None of that janky shit. So go to binku.com and also check out Black Suns Comics. They got a brand new comic book out. It's a black-owned business that creates African-centered science fiction and fantasy comics, because we need to get into that genre, man. We need to really get into the comic book genre, because that's a big genre and more black folks need to get in that. And they got a debut novel called The Longest Night, and it follows the survivors of a devastating alien invasion as they fight to reclaim their homeland. So y'all need to check out BlackSunComics.com. BlackSunComics.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Miss Bree, what is happening out here in these streets?
So, y'all, they gonna make me do this. Yes. Even though I don't want to.
Yes, we gotta talk
Chicago?
About it.
It's they gonna Chicago
make me do
thing.
They gonna make
it's
me do
people,
this.
Girl,
they gonna make
people.
Me do this.
And yes. Yes.
He is. Hey, Kel's in Chicago through and through.
Yes.
But my man, they saying my man got a sex cult. They saying it. They putting it out there. So one of his
R. Kelly. We're talking about R. Kelly, by the way. Yeah, she's being very bad.
Oh, no. R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. They said R. Kelly has a the report is he had a sex cult with all these women put up in houses, right? What's the story?
So one of the cultee's mother or, you know, parent.
Cultees.
Yeah. Cultees. Hey, I don't know what the hell you call them, but apparently they've been reaching out to their daughter. Did you snort? They've been reaching out to their daughter, and to no avail, she has not been responding. And it's because they think it's because she's being held captive in R. Kelly's homes and in his situation, and she is
saying
different.
She looked a mess too, because they said when they visited her, well, first of all, do you know where he met her at? Like in 2015, he met her backstage at his concert, right?
Mm. Which is how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said she does music. So at the time, she was 19, though. She was 19. So the parents
close
didn't
it
even
me,
think.
That is loud.
The parents,
thank you, dear.
The parents didn't even think about, oh, you know, it's R. Kelly. This is what the mother said. She came out and said, I didn't even think about Aaliyah. You know, my daughter was 19 and I told her as long as I'm, you know, there, I would be okay with it. But she just like ran off with R. Kelly and she was living with him for like 2 years. And they said when they seen her, she looked a mess and she was brainwashed. Wasn't the same girl at all. Mm. Did y'all see her video that she came out with?
It was one girl doing the video. She was like, yeah, I'm not kidnapped or nothing. I'm here. I want to be here. And, you know,
she was being super coached.
She didn't look that. I'm not trying to down the girl, but she wasn't. I won't say she was dumb, but she was just 22.
Right. Just 20. Yeah. The way they made it seem like he had a whole house full of kidnapped 15-year-olds. The way they were making it seem like. They're like, he got a bunch of youths. Young women in a cult, and I'm like, okay.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. She didn't. Yeah. When they asked her, though, did you see that? When they was like, is there other women living there? I don't want to comment on that.
Yeah, she didn't want to comment on a whole lot of stuff because she just didn't know how to ask. And she was literally, during the interview, there's literally someone standing behind the camera that she's talking to, telling her, doing like this. And you can see like the shadows.
Oh, damn.
You can see this person like, don't say it. I don't want to speak on that.
And it's, hell no.
It's sad because R. Kelly is known for liking younger women.
Right.
Just bottom line. This is what he likes.
Right.
And if he likes multiple of those women and they are okay with being sister girlfriends.
Right. As like, long as they're not underage.
Make it a cult.
Right. Because the media puts that cult shit. I know how they put extras on it. As long as it ain't no underage fucking chicks.
It ain't. They definitely not underage. Yeah. I know that for a fact. But there are definitely several of them.
The cutoff period is right there, though.
Yeah.
19.
It is. Yeah. The cutoff 18. Is there. But yeah, he don't play. He get what he want. And they down for it.
Man.
Because they're 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, but shit.
Because if I was 19, I'm not going to lie, because I was young and dumb. When I literally was so young and dumb when I was 19. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I could have easily fell for that.
Yeah.
R. Kelly?
Yeah.
I think I would have, though.
Shit.
Because I fell for some other shit that wasn't R. Kelly.
Yeah. You be in the Avant cult.
You doing Avant.
That's hilarious.
Joe's cult. I know.
So you don't know no better. Stupid. You know.
Downgrade and put me all the way to Avant. Really? What about Cisco's cult?
Damn. No, it'd be a cult full of niggas. It'd be a bunch of niggas in there.
Not back in the day. I would have been a part of it.
No.
Man.
Man, let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq?
Hey, man. What's up? Who's this?
Everything cool. This is Scale from the DMV area. I'd like to say what's up to the ladies.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. And my daughter would like to talk to you all as well.
Hey, how old is she?
She's 7 years. She's about to be seven.
Okay.
September the 1st.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. My name is Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Kylie.
How are you, dear?
So cute.
I'm just so happy to be speaking to you guys right now.
Oh, that's good. Aww. That's good. Thank you for you and your dad calling up. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you hear Kylie?
I'm just so surprised.
No, we got you. We got you.
So cute.
That is cute. And let me give you some advice. If you ever see R. Kelly, run.
Oh, my God.
All right, run. Run your little heart out, sweetie. So, Kylie, now you're 7 years old?
No, I'm still six.
Oh, you're six. Okay. When is your birthday, dear?
September
1st. Okay, you got a birthday coming up. That's what's up. Well, we're glad to have you calling in. We're using a lot of profanity, so I don't want you to listen to that. So I'm going to try to cut out some of the profanity on today's show because I don't know. We're having little kids listen to the show, and I'd be going off. You know, Uncle Tariq has a potty mouth sometimes, and you shouldn't have it, okay?
Do better than
Uncle Tariq. I'm very trifling.
Thank you for calling us, Kylie. Right.
Thank you so much,
sweetheart.
Kylie. All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. All right.
Bye. Ooh,
Kylie on the phone. That was
so
cute. That was cute. Now I got to
love the kids.
I got to taper my language now. Now I got the kid.
Good luck.
Kids.
You
got to
get
me
a sensor button.
I know. Kids be like, hey, I love Crispy. I'm like, you listen to Crispy?
Oh, man.
The Crispy puppet is very vulgar.
No, wait. So this girl noticed me in Vegas.
Oh, damn.
Like, really? That's crazy.
As soon as I got there, we walked out of the hotel. And her friend was like taking selfies. And I kind of looked at them. I was like, oh, they outfits were cute. I said it in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I kept walking. She turned around like, you. She did a real sexy like.
Hilarious.
Like, so I thought she was like, and I was with my little sister. I thought she was finna try and like holler at my little sister because it was like, you. And so I kind of kept walking. She was like, no, you.
Oh.
She's like, aren't you on the radio with Tariq? I was like, I am. How did you notice me? So, hey, girl.
Shout out to the girl in Vegas, the sensual girl up
in
Vegas.
She was sexy as hell. They probably had drinking or something.
Oh, they were probably
getting it in.
Man. Let me see who else we got on this phone, ladies and gentlemen. What's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, what's good, Tariq?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm chilling, man. It's Tequan. How you doing?
Tequan, we're good, man. Where you from, Tequan?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. What's on your mind, brother?
Okay, I got a question. I want to say what's up to Bree and Layla. They look good.
Hey, Tequan.
Hi. Oh, yeah, they looking good. You goddamn right they are. I think it's better act right.
Hold on. You said that like you're trying to start a sex cult.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Vibe. Vibe. I'm in here singing with my dick out.
Oh,
you
no.
Got that vibe.
But I got
Uncle Tariq.
I got a question though. I don't know. Lately, I've been attracted to white girls.
Oh shit!
And I'll be scared to talk.
No,
I be scared to talk to white girls because I'm always trying to get locked up. Like every time I'm about to talk to, I feel like I want to talk to a white girl. I just be thinking in my head like, what if she call the cops on me or? Or try to get me locked up.
Did you watch Power, bro?
That's the sound that goes through your hair.
Even I know. I don't even watch Power.
No. Yeah, I feel you. I feel, you know, there's some nice looking white girls. There's some nice looking white girls out there.
It'd be like decent white girls.
Yeah.
But it's like, should I try to pursue?
Nah, not in this climate, nigga. No. Not in this climate that we're in. I would say, nah, don't even risk it, nigga. Go find you somebody nice and thick with the edges slick. Yeah,
okay.
Leave them, yeah, not right now, right. Yeah, because the temperature of the nation, you know, is just too janky right now. Just find you, get
right.
Your sister, just get you a red bone if you want a white. Just get you a nice red bone somewhere. Or go to New Orleans, get you a fucking Creole chick or something. But the white girls, you never know what's happening with them, man. But anyway, thank you for the call, brother.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
This nigga said, nah.
Hey, man. You,
it is kind of like that, though. It's kind of janky. Like, yeah. That. Like when it comes down to it and to give you up, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
The sister going to be down. Yeah, the sister. All day. That's our mentality. It's what we do.
The white girls turning niggas in right now.
Yeah,
man.
Turning niggas in. Man. Do you watch Power?
Tariq? I love Power.
Man,
yes.
You see what happened? I mean, she's not technically white, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, she's white. Yeah. The Latino chick. Yeah. Yeah. Great show. Man. Great show. If y'all haven't seen it, man, I'm like, I hope Ghost character get out of jail. I'm like, God
damn.
I know, he's
been in jail the whole season,
man. God damn. Lord. Man, what's in the news, Layla?
Okay, y'all ready for a show this Thursday at 1 p.m.?
What's happening?
It's
going to
be on ESPN.
What's this?
The OJ parole.
Oh, God. Yeah. There's the OJ spectacle. They're not going to let OJ out, man.
I don't think so
either. It's
why
too,
is it going to be on TV, though?
To make an ass of him publicly.
Wow.
They want to put that reject stamp on publicly. They want to shame him publicly.
Wow.
That's the only, I've never seen a parole hearing on
I've
live
TV. I've
never
heard, when I read that, I was like, really?
Oh yeah. They
we
wanna,
should make a bet. Who thinks they going to let him out?
Right. Because he shouldn't have been in there anyway. The charge is so janky. Nobody in the history of America has gone to jail that long for stealing their own shit.
Since 2008.
They made a law.
It's terrible.
Just out the blue.
That's 10 years. Has he been there 10 years?
Yeah. He's been in there, what, it's almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
For stealing his own shit.
Wow.
A clear setup. They were trying to set OJ up. OJ should have gotten the fuck out of the country.
Right.
OJ did not learn. He didn't understand white supremacy. That trial was all about white supremacy. He thought because he had white friends that he was good, and his white friends were the ones who set him up. They had on wires. They had all of them, his white friends involved. They got immunity from the case.
Wow.
This nigga got set up from the jump, and he fell for it, and he should have bounced. And then they're going to make an example out of him. That's all they're doing.
What do you think if he does get out? Do you think he's going to go back to those white friends and white? Do you think he's going to go back to that life? Or do you think
That's all he knows. That's why OJ didn't kill those people. OJ loved white people too much. He ain't going to kill nothing that he loved.
Oh,
he loves white people way too much. He wouldn't have killed them.
That is sick.
Yeah.
He ain't learned his damn black ass lesson.
He didn't learn his lesson. This
you
nigga
in jail for 10 years?
He never will.
Lord, that nigga loves white people too much.
Wow.
Man. He should have got out of the country. That nigga should have been living in Panama somewhere.
Right.
Eating a mango, chilling. Well, ain't enough white women. Ain't no white women down here. You know.
Does he got money still?
His money is fucked up now.
So you don't think he got any money stashed away?
He had a pension. I don't know if that football pension.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still getting money off that.
Yeah.
But that's why he was doing all that goofy shit for money. He was doing like a lot of little goofy videos and shit.
If he
for
get
money.
Out, he doing a reality show. You heard about
that? Oh, yeah. Of course. Now, they should let him out. They might.
I'm a bet. Let's do a bet. Yes. I think they're going to let him out.
I think
so.
I'm on a bet.
You know.
He's been a model inmate, the whole bullshit shebang, but I just know how the white supremacists are, and they'll just come up with a reason to not let him out. I just know how they are.
Yeah,
so I hope he get out. I really hope he does.
I feel sorry for him, even though he's a coon.
Yes, he is.
He's a coon still, but
yes, indeed.
I feel bad for the coon.
Yes, indeed.
Do you
man.
Now?
I hope he will be all right, man. Whatever happened to his daughter, Arnell?
Oh, no, she's pretty.
She was fine.
You mean Khloe Kardashian?
Khloe's sister.
Oh,
Khloe's sister.
He got
my
two
God.
Little girls, don't he? OJ?
Yeah. He got
Arnell's the full black daughter.
Yeah. And the other one.
Oh, that's crazy. He was with a black woman, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Is that before he had money?
No. This nigga, who is this, Superman?
Hello? I was like, what's happening?
God damn. Nigga.
Hello?
Brother.
Hello?
What are you doing?
What's up, Tariq?
Man, where are you, brother?
Cincinnati.
Are you at work? What's all that noise in the back?
Yeah, I'm at work.
Nigga, what do you work as, a hang gliding instructor? What the fuck do you do? What's all that noise you doing?
Nah, I build pipe bombs for a living.
Oh, shit. Don't say that.
All right.
I have the FBI coming to my damn door. They always fucking with me anyway. All right, what's on your mind, man?
Oh, I'm so happy I finally got a hold of you, Tariq. This cool breeze is from Cincinnati.
Okay, you're doing what in Cincinnati? Brother, I got to have you call back. I can't deal with the goddamn hang gliding in the
room. It was this.
I can't hear shit.
That is. That's crazy.
What kind of job that nigga got, man?
Call back.
Yeah, call
go,
back.
Go to a corner and call me when the wind blowing.
There you go. Let's see who else this is. Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Was this you who just called?
Nah.
Okay. So where you calling from?
I'm from L.A., brother.
Okay. This phone number looks kind of different. What's up? What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. I just want to give a shout out to Lila. I think she's sexy as hell.
Mila?
Yeah, or Layla, excuse me.
I'm like, who the fuck is the Mila?
I was like, who the hell is
Mila?
Like, we don't know her.
Like, who the fuck? Nigga, you calling the right show? Nigga, you calling Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. You mean Layla?
Thank you, honey. You're so sweet.
Layla.
I appreciate Layla. That.
What you like about what you like about Layla?
Oh, man, she just sexy as hell, man. I like the way her skin be glowing and shit.
Yes. I told her that when she walked in today, I'm like, you are glowing.
Yes,
man.
She is.
I have to do a, okay, I was just telling Bree my regimen, okay? So I get out the shower.
Yes.
I leave myself wet.
Oh, shit.
Then I put baby oil on. Then I put shea butter on top of it. Then I top it off with the Nivea lotion.
Take notes, ladies.
So I do three coats. Boom, boom, boom.
Take notes. Yes.
It just stays glistening all day.
All day.
I gave you all some game. No sugar.
Yes. So what's on
Thank
your mind?
You, you're yeah. sweet.
Ain't nothing. I just want to give a shout out to some beautiful, lovely ladies. You dig?
Ooh.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed, man. Thank you for the
You're
call,
sweet,
brother.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Go back to the wet part, Layla.
What the hell do you say? He said, go back to the wet part. He wanted you to talk about
so
the wetness.
Nasty.
That's what
I knew as soon as I said I was good.
He's so
Lord. I said, Isambard, you ain't getting no.
Man.
You ain't getting no coochie, huh? You just thirsty as hell over there. Shut your ass up.
Man, now, Miss Bree, what else is happening out here in these
so,
streets?
Okay, wait. So, do you guys know Bernice Burgos?
That name, what's that name? That name. That's T.I., right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The That's side, a side chick. Yeah.
Yeah, the side chick.
Yes.
So everybody's trying to figure out how old she is, and you know Bernice is up there. She,
yeah. Don't she have like an old kid?
Yeah. So her daughter. This is why I brought her up, because her daughter, she's like 21.
Oh, whoa.
Her daughter's 21.
Her daughter's 21.
God damn.
So Bernice is up there. She looked good though.
Yeah.
But this is why she looks good. So her daughter releases a statement. On why she is not, she won't give anyone the information on who did her, but she said everybody is different. If something happens to you, then I'm gonna go to jail for even taking you there. Like, I'm not taking any chances. I have to know and trust you in order to take you. So she is clearly doing some illegal backyard bullshit, getting stuffed into her ass. And like all of these, so of course, like, Bernice has all of these followers, so her daughter has even more followers that are more her age.
Okay.
And that's her audience, and you telling these girls, you know what I'm saying? Like,
damn. So the Bernice chick was basically getting those bootleg injections.
Of course, because in turn, she told her daughter where to go and took her to wherever.
So the daughter has the injections too.
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Why are they getting the bootleg ones, though?
Yeah, they ain't got no money. She's supposed to be, yeah, she's the side chick.
That's her, look.
Man, look, this is the daughter. Or
that's the daughter.
Yeah, T.I.
I wonder how it fit. It doesn't look bad.
It don't look bad, but it's like for you to say, if I take you and something happens, I'm gonna go to jail. Like,
oh,
what
damn.
The fuck
and
are y'all?
And they saying
putting?
That publicly.
Look at that.
What are
okay.
you putting
wow.
in here? What
wow.
are you putting?
It look good.
It look good. Yeah.
But how does it feel?
Man,
the world may never know. Ask T.I.
Oh my God. But yeah, I wonder how old that Bernice chick is. She looks very good.
She acts like a man a little bit. That's the one that's like, yo.
Don't she? Oh, she talk. She's one of
she
those.
She's kind
of
hard though.
Yeah.
I think it's the New York.
She's
shit,
pretty.
Though.
Oh, she's from New York.
I think they from over East. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from New York. But she's like, yo. She's pretty, but she's like, yo.
Oh, that
son.
yo talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, that shit is janky. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Nigga,
hello?
Brother, you just fumbling with your phone, nigga. Why are you still rocking a flip phone? That sound like a flip phone,
like,
nigga.
Damn.
What kind of phone you got, brother?
Hold on.
This nigga right here.
Yeah, hello?
That nigga got a flip phone with an earpiece.
Oh, yeah, hello?
What's up,
hello?
Man?
Oh, yeah, man. Sorry about that. I was doing something really fucking important, but I just...
it wasn't
was,
that important.
Was
you calling
up.
My show and doing the shit. So, goddamn, you like, hold
no,
on, man.
No. Like,
I got to go save
I
these
actually...
people, but let me call Tariq while I'm doing it. What were you doing that was
no,
that
no.
important? What were you doing that was that important where you had to do that and call the damn show?
I was actually watching simultaneously while, like, doing something important, but, like, I chose, what? Like, you what know, was, I wanted just to
what
call
was,
in.
What was it? What was it important? I got to hear this. What
I mean, I'm done. Okay, I was going to the store, basically. I was up in the store, and basically I was getting something that was important, basically.
At what store?
The store around my house. I mean, I don't want to get into the specifics, but yeah.
And what city you live in?
I live in Chicago.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Chi-town.
Yeah.
That was the important thing you were doing. Okay.
This nigga was trying to catch the weed man before he left.
Hold on. Wait. Isambot has something to say. What?
This nigga was trying to catch the weed man before he left.
You were trying to catch the weed man before you left, nigga. All right, go. What's on your mind, man? Shit.
So basically my purpose of calling today was like, you know, to get your thoughts on the black Somalian officer killing the white lady. I think it's a lot of negativity going on around that situation. And basically what I think about it is that the people that, you know, promoting this Blue Lives Matter bullshit, they don't, you know, you don't see a lot of people like, you know, talking about this situation because it don't fit their narrative. I just wanted to get, like, you know, your thoughts on the situation.
I get on that, man. Thank you for the call, brother. So, ladies, y'all know in Minnesota, there was a shooting, another shooting. A white lady, she's from Australia, blonde hair, blue-eyed white lady, she was killed by a police officer. And the police officer is this black Somalian dude. Mm. So now, all of these Blue Lives Matter people and we gotta back the blue and the cops can do no wrong. And if the Negroes just comply, all of that whole crowd, they completely flipped. They ain't talking all that Blue Lives Matter shit now.
Really though?
It ain't Blue Lives Matter no more. Now it's like, oh, poor white lady. Oh God, how could you do this?
Why did he shoot her? How did that happen? Like, what was the
mistake? They don't know the details. It was like she was talking to his partner and then something happened and he shot and he killed her. And they can't explain why. Mm. But remember, this is Minnesota. Mm. Philando Castile was just killed and the guy got off.
And walked away
with a pension. With $50,000.
Sure did, up front.
So Minnesota, you guys said it was okay to shoot random people who are not committing a crime. Y'all made it okay out there.
Yep.
You made it okay. A jury made it okay. The prosecutors made it okay. The defense people made it okay. The judges made it okay for you to just kill random people and let them get off and then give them a pension. So is this cop going to get his damn pension? Because one thing I do know, they start putting his information out there. Usually when a cop does a shooting, they don't put their information out right away.
No, they don't.
You know, you got to really fight to get the information. They had this nigga baby pictures. They had everything about this dude. I mean, the same day.
Wow.
None of the police unions are backing this dude.
Because it was a white lady.
Yeah, it was a white lady and the black cop. The whole shit, all that back the blue. Now we know what back the blue means.
How's it feel, y'all? How's it feel?
Yeah, how does it feel? I didn't know it was a black cop. I thought you were going to say it was a white cop.
No. It was a white lady and a black cop who we got to support the lady now. No excuse.
Black lady,
this America is.
None of that stuff where they're going in her background. It was a sister who was just shot by police up in Seattle a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
We don't know the names of those cops at all. They were like, well, she should have did this. She deserved it. There's all that shit. And that's what happens.
Crazy.
Now people, they want us to sit up and have a candlelight vigil with them and all that. Mm. Well, join the fucking club, all right? Right. Anyway, what else has happened? Let me see who else is on the phone. We got a lot of folks calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, can you hear me now?
Okay, the same brother who called. There you go. Much better, man. You back in the lunchroom now. Shit.
No, I'm a machine operator, so I apologize about the noise.
No problem. What's on your mind, man?
Okay, so I want to get my CCWs.
Okay.
And I was talking to my old lady and I was, you know, ask her, you know, is it okay if we, you know, get a gun to keep in our house? And she's kind of terrified of it because we got kids and she's scared the kids might find it or something. I got a son who's 2, I got a daughter who's 6, and I got a stepdaughter who's 8.
how can I talk to her and convince her into, you know, just, you know, let us keep a gun in our house just to be safe, because with everything going on with the white supremacists and Trump might be getting impeached, ain't no tell what's going to happen afterwards. So.
Yeah, just go get it. Fuck that. Just let her know. I'm going to get this damn gun. I got to make sure that we cool.
Yeah,
fuck that. You just
got
to go. You got to be the man of the house. Nigga, this ain't no shit where you're going to sit up and negotiate. Are you paying the bills or are you laying up in her shit? She got Section 8 and you just shacking up. What's the deal?
We go half on the bills, actually. So right. Well, but you that's
gotta,
why I read about her first.
You got to be the man of the house. Just say, hey, look, I'm getting this damn gun. We're going to have a gun up in here. And just go ahead and get it, man. Just let her know. Y'all got to be safe. It's better to be safe than sorry, man. But thanks for the call. That noise in the back is killing me. Shit, man.
Tariq, like, yeah, do whatever. Let's just end this call now. He's making up shit, trying to get off the phone.
My man, I'm not telling him to get that gun.
He got to be the man of the house, step up and own it, and just take care of the gun. Like, you know, make sure it's somewhere your kids cannot
You owned a gun before, Bree?
I owned one? No. No, yeah, I did.
Okay.
With one of my exes, yeah. He was on top of that early. Like, we used to go to the gun range and everything. And, like, he taught me everything. But he's on top of it. So, whoever he's with and his family gonna be straight.
Man. Now, Layla, you look like you scared of guns, Layla.
I hate.
Oh, no. You gotta know, Layla.
I be scared because I'm too damn clumsy for a damn gun. So, I remember one of my ex-boyfriends I would just get so scared. So, that's why I said my... Like, I have a fear of it, so I need to go. I want to go to the gun range so I can end my fear.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're not knowledgeable on something, you're scared of it. So if I can, like, go to the gun range, feel the gun, shoot the gun, you know, everybody get the hell out of my way because, you know, I'm all over the place and klutzy. But if I learn how to shoot it, I think I'll be less fearful of guns. But I don't really. It's kind of scare me. I just
get on top of that because the time is coming. The time is here.
I know. I got family members with guns, though. So y'all step to me. No, I'm joking.
Man, but you got to get your gun game up, man.
Yeah, I do. We should go. I want to go.
Yeah.
Let's go to the shooting range.
We go to the gun range
all the time, man. I want
to
go.
You
wanna
did?
Bree, how do you shoot a gun without the barrel hitting those titties?
Shut up.
No, so they would, what is it, the clips, whatever it is, would jump back and land it in my shirt in between my breasts several times. I was like, oh, we got to figure this out.
So Isabel was on point then.
Isabel, he knows some things. He's going to get his ass knocked over today. Just watch him get up.
Man, let's see who else we got with the phones cracking. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq. Is it Jay?
Your name is Jay?
Sorry to take you off my hands. Yeah, it's Jay.
Where you calling from, Jay?
I'm from Sacramento, so you see the 916, but I'm in Tennessee.
Okay, what's on your mind, Jay?
Okay, I'm so glad that you answered. I've been trying to call in for forever. Hey, Layla. Hi, Bree.
Hey, Jay.
You at work, girl?
Yeah, well, yeah, you whispering like you're at work. Hello?
I am at work.
Hold on one minute. You want ketchup on the mustard and fries? You want apple pie with that? Okay. Hey, Tyreek. Hold on one second. Onion ring. Hold on. Is the happy meal for a girl or a boy?
You with that happy meal.
You're stupid.
Oh,
no, what's on your mind? What's on your mind, sweetie?
Oh my God.
Okay, so I was calling in. So I wanted to know, ladies and Tariq, when you're dating somebody who has kids, what are some appropriate conversations, like questions to ask and when? Because I feel like timing is key. Because I'm dealing with somebody who has two kids, and he's got two different baby moms.
Oh, damn.
And, right, exactly. So. I don't, you know, and he's described them to have, like, totally different personalities, like, they're, like, extremely different. And so we're just at the point to where, you know, I've met the kids or whatever a couple times, and they're cool, they're really nice, really sweet, but I want to know about the BMs and whatnot, and so I just don't really know, like, how to tactfully ask, you know, about them.
The baby mom, because that's the real issue. The kids are fine, but it's the baby moms. That's the issue. And you got two of them motherfuckers to deal with.
Do you have kids as well?
Yeah, right.
No, okay. I do not.
Now, how old are you, by the way, sweetie?
I'm 28.
You're 20 who?
28.
Now, how old is the guy?
34.
And how old are the children?
8 and 4.
Okay.
I feel like
right.
Every 4 years his biological clock starts ticking or something. I don't know.
Man, man. So the thing is, with this guy, how long you and him been dating each other?
4 months.
So this is very new. This is a relatively
For her to know, have met his kids, it's kind of serious.
Yeah, yeah. Does he get his kids on the weekend or something like that? Or how often does he keep the kids?
Every weekend, because he's got two boys. So he gets his sons every weekend. That was one of the things that was really attractive to me because, you know, he has them with him. And he showed up to a barbecue, you know, he brought them with him. They're always with him. And right. I have no problem with that. Okay. That's so respectable.
Right. And the thing is, you got to understand this. There's pros and cons to that. And the guy, he might be a cool dude, but understand, you don't know the relationship he has with these babies' moms. And these kids are still relatively young. So there's a lot of open wounds still possibly there. We don't know right. when, if that nigga, was he still smashing these women before he got with you? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when the kids are under five, there's always some shit going on. People are low-key smashing each other back and forth. So you got to kind of look and see the relationship that he has with these women and if it's hostile. Because a lot of times the relationship is hostile because the nigga's still laying up with the chicks. You dig?
Right.
Right. So
right.
Have you ever had that feeling? Like
No, honestly, because his thing was is he wants to, he won't, because I'm trying to leave from where I'm currently at, my city.
Yeah.
And his whole thing was he would never leave because of how important his kids are to him. And I totally respect that. And so we had the conversation of, you know, him just now being able to, within like the past 2 years, being able to have both his baby moms at a family function and there not being any tension there.
Right.
And so he's mentioned that he wanted me, you know, meet his parents or whatever. But I'm like, I want to meet your baby moms first.
Right.
Because if that doesn't go right, I'm going to need to meet your mom.
Right. Right. And the thing is, you want to leave and you're in Tennessee right now, right?
Yes.
Right. And I know eventually you want to get up out of there because you on your job whispering. So that means you want to get the fuck on and get another job.
You damn right. You damn right.
So the thing is, you got to kind of see if he's worth doing all that with, because he needs to stay there with the kids and the baby mom. So you need to know if this dude is worth you altering your path with right now. You understand?
Yeah, go ahead and definitely have that conversation. You have the upper hand because you don't have kids. You get to make the decision.
Yes.
So you definitely need to have that conversation sooner than later, especially when it comes to his baby mothers.
Exactly.
And you don't have to deal with it.
And that dude, let's be real, there's baggage there. That's baggage. The dude has some baggage there because he got two baby moms and y'all talking about there's tension between them, and then add you in the mix.
Right.
There's going to be more tension. So you're going into a situation full of damn baggage right now. So you got to understand, you got the upper hand, just like Bree said, because your slate is clean. Your shit is clean right now. You ain't got no baggage. You dig? So don't go looking for none. Again, you got to make
sure. No, I'm not.
Right. I just want to make sure that you got to make sure that this dude is worth doing all that with. That's the point we're making. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, like you said, I got to qualify his ass.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, what do you look like?
Layla.
What do you look like?
I'm biracial. I consider myself black, even though I've got no melanin whatsoever in my skin.
Oh, damn. What's your Instagram?
Tyreek,
I knew he was going to say that.
Yeah, you know we're going to get that Instagram. Hold on. Go ahead. What is it?
It's a T-H-E period.
T-H-E period. Okay.
And then it's Vivacious. V-I-V-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Vogue?
Period.
Is it?
Okay.
Vixen.
Oh, another period? Wait.
Vixen?
Oh, this one right here. Okay.
But is it Ness?
Oh, you are private, honey.
Where
You're
is
pretty,
it?
Though.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I am fine. I am fine.
Show me,
Vixen.
Hold on. I speak to Lynn.
That's it?
You didn't put take the other dot out right there.
Which one?
Wait, exit. Okay. Let me take one dot out and then it'll show up.
Which one is it?
It's,
hold on. Okay, did I spell the shit wrong? Hold on.
This is her right here.
He don't know how to spell.
Though. Okay, hold on.
But it's private, so I can't
spell. I want to know mine. Type it in my shit, because I'm fucking up. I think I've seen your page before.
Yeah, you're pretty, girl.
Let me look at that. Yeah, because y'all sisters be dating these dudes, and y'all be having y'all shit together, and y'all be having these niggas
I mean, it's not... You can't say he don't have his stuff together, though. Like,
but he got... you know, two kids and two baby mamas out here.
Just figure out them baby mamas.
And yeah, there you go.
Right, right. So and my whole thing was is like, as I'm not trying to be rude and I'm not trying to be nosy. So my thing is like, okay, well, so did y'all, I want to know if they had a bad breakup. You know, did she break up with you because you was out here cheating on her with the next baby mom? You know, stuff like that.
Those are legitimate questions.
Yeah, very legitimate questions.
And you're cute, girl.
Yeah,
so
she's not a bad looking chick. She's not a bad looking chick
at
all.
Thank you.
You got a job? You good.
Yeah. What kind of work you do over there whispering? What do you do?
I work in healthcare. I'm a claims adjuster.
Oh, there you go. So I know you. How the hell you end up down there in Tennessee?
Pretty much family. I'm very family oriented. We're a bunch of transplants. You know, I had some people that move out here, and I miss my family so much. So I was like, you know, let me go and try it. And yeah. So I came out here, and it's okay. I definitely feel like it was a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely ready to leave the South. By all means.
And shout out to Tennessee. I got a lot of love in Tennessee. I got a big following out there. I'm not shitting on Tennessee, but I know Cali people. When you're from California,
happened to me.
Yeah, yeah. You go. And look, I lived in Atlanta, and I had to run back here.
No, I lived in Augusta too. That's how you live in Augusta.
Oh wow, yeah, really? What were you doing in Augusta?
Only lasted 6 months. I went to one semester of Payne College. Okay. And because that's why I went to Payne College first, then I transferred to Georgia State. It was hard. I never left campus.
Oh, really? How long were you in school out there?
It took me about 5 years. But I went to Payne College first because my uncle was the dean there, and he convinced me. He's like, come here. That's the only reason I went to Augusta, literally. Because I got treated good at the school. But then I couldn't take it.
Oh, man. Wait, Isambard has something to say about that. Hold on.
Layla was in James Brown sex cult.
For those of you don't know, that's where... Shut up. That's all they talked about.
She was in the sex cult with James Brown.
Dead. He all dead. Shit. He dead with his dead homie.
What, did you have to pick his perm out, Layla? In the sex cult. Man.
So silly.
But add me on your page, beloved. Young lady on the phone.
Okay, let me do that right now.
All
right,
thank you, dear. All right, man. She's a sweet girl, man. Now, ladies, look, ladies. Now, Layla.
What?
If you had a dude you just met, he was fly, mm-hmm. had a little baggage, but he kind of wanted you to move. And, you know, you just met the dude.
Move.
There's potential there.
Okay.
This was good dude, but a lot of baggage. Good dude.
Baggage like what? Children?
Like children, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he wanted you to move. Would you do that?
Okay, first question.
Yes.
I'm not trying to sound like a gold digger. I'm not.
Yes.
But are we going to be financially stable with this move?
Good question.
Leaving my job where I'm at have to go find another job. Like, if you're financially stable to move me and let me quit my job, then if I'm in love, then yeah.
Okay, now let me ask Bree. Different question. Now, Bree, if you were in her situation, the girl who called up, you wanted to get the fuck on out of a city, but you met a nigga. He's cool. He just got a little baggage. Would you do what the lady did on the phone? Would you kind of stick around to kind of see where it goes? Or would you be like, hey, man, I'm trying to get up out this city. Let me just go on with my plan and bounce.
I think I would bounce.
Really?
It's the Sagittarius in me. Like, not having, like, kids and any baggage to tie me down to any type of situation.
Right.
I would probably get up out of there. It's the world to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
even if you met a dude, you know, he's cool as hell. Y'all clicking.
Cool ain't enough no more. Fuck being cool. Like, it got to be some real life-changing love happening there for me to be like, I'm down. Like, it's a lot of cool people in the world to read.
Yeah. That makes a lot of good
sense. Yeah, Sagittarius will bounce quick, probably.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You a Sagittarius?
I'm a Sag. We're both Sag. Yeah. Why you think we're so cool? Why you think we're so cool?
What's up?
What you want to do? Sag, represent.
The Sagittarius gang up on my ass.
So, wait, what's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer.
I know every detail about you.
Oh, shit.
Because I dated a Cancer for 12, well, I knew him for 8 years. My baby daddy.
Oh, dang, he's a Cancer?
Man, y'all some savages.
Oh, man. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hello?
Hello, this is Keisha from Vegas.
Hey, Keisha from Vegas. How are you, dear?
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind, Keisha from Vegas?
I had a quick question.
Go ahead.
So I know the next relationship would be, if you break up with someone, the next relationship would be a rebound. How long do you wait so that next relationship is not considered a rebound?
Good question. I would say a few weeks at least, but really a few months. That's what I'm saying. At least. But really a few months.
I thought it was like a month for every year that you've been with the last person.
Oh, a month for every. Oh, that's interesting.
Because I would say.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe like a year or two, but that's like really.
That's long.
I think it's 6 months.
I would say a few months. That's practical. A few months to get the other person out your system and, you know, get the anger and the hate and then learn the lesson from the shit. You know, but I say a few weeks minimum because, you know, you get out of a situation and you just don't know who you're going to bump into. But a lot of times when you break up with somebody and you meet somebody immediately, you know, that shit ain't going to last, you know, because you're vulnerable.
Because I was with my ex for like 18 years.
18?
Yeah.
God damn. 18? How old are you? You sound hella young. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay. 18 years.
Wow, your whole life.
Damn.
It's going to take a minute for you. Yeah.
You was with this motherfucker. To get over this. Yeah, you was with his ass when you were in high school.
18.
I was going to say five years old.
Yeah, I was 18. And he was 28.
You had a. How's R. Kelly doing over there? Are you in the sex cult over there?
Y'all
shit.
Not going to let go of. Hey, y'all better get up off R. Kelly.
All right, call three times if somebody's about to eat your ass on camera.
Oh, shit. No.
My God. So, so.
But no, but like, we've been done for a couple of months, and, you know, people want to ask me out, and I'm like, no, and I'm not ready. Like,
oh,
I
damn.
Definitely make sure
with my ex, so I want to wait, and I'm like, what is the appropriate time to start dating without that next person being compromise.
Yeah, you've been in the game for a long. You've been in a relationship for a long time. When did y'all break up? How soon? How long ago was this?
The beginning of June.
Oh, so this was recent as hell. Yeah, you need time. After 18 years, you gotta really find out who you are because
she lost all that time.
Your identity has been wrapped up in that relationship, so you don't even know who you are right now. You're still wrapped up in. Do you guys have any kids?
Yes, we do. My daughter's 3 and my son just turned 8.
Oh, okay.
So,
Yeah. You gotta heal yourself a little bit. Just kind of find out what you want to do. Get your shit right. And you don't have to wait too long because I'm not one of these people who say you got to wait forever and all that. Because shit, the clock is ticking. You still want to get a motherfucker when you fly. You don't want to go out to the club looking like fucking Della Reese.
Oh, hell yeah.
Talking about you trying to get back in the game. No, you gotta strike while the fire is hot, man. So I would say,
right.
And you're out there in Vegas. What do you do out there in Vegas? You work at one of them casinos?
No, I was actually a basic skills trainer. So it's like a lower level social worker. I go and touch on clients and work on their behavioral health.
A behavior skill specialist?
Behavioral health.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, so just kind of find out who you are and then slowly, gradually get out there and just start kind of mingling with people, possibly some people online, get on like a couple of dating sites to just kind of casually meet some folks. Get you a square motherfucker. Get you a nerdy dude.
Yep.
You dig? Don't get you one of these young niggas out here who's gonna tear that vulnerable pussy right on up.
Sure, don't do it.
Don't do
that.
They
ain't gonna do it.
That's what you don't want because you need to catch up on years that you miss fucking all these young niggas. That's what happens. A lot of y'all women, y'all getting these long relationships and then you get out of it, and all of a sudden you fucking a nigga who looks like Lil Bow Wow somewhere.
And he tanned
that shit up. And then all of a sudden you start getting shit from damn Forever 21 wearing the little dresses and shit. And
he's speaking so much truth right
my
now.
My God, you dig? So that's you gotta don't get caught in that trap. Get you a nice square dude. Get you a nice little nerdy dude, and just kind of gradually get into some shit where you can vibe and get somebody to help you out with your family because you got kids. And are you still cool with your ex now?
No, he's a narcissist. So right now it's very ugly. Because I chose to walk away. He's giving me a really hard time.
She's gonna have to get all of that out.
Because it's
gonna cause problems in the next situation. With the next dude.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The next dude's gonna try to get with you and he's
giving you child support?
Yeah.
I wanna know about the bread though.
Yeah. Are you getting help with the kid from the baby dad?
Well, yeah, I just filed for that.
Okay.
You know, I was trying to, you know, have him do it voluntarily, but because I choose not to be with him, he just wants to really make me suffer, so I have to get the court involved.
So, okay. Well, you guys just broke up, so I can understand how you're just getting in the game. Does he have any other kids?
Yes, he does.
Oh damn. Oh. And he had kids while y'all were in a relationship, right?
18 years.
Yeah, he had kids prior to us getting together.
Because he was older.
But did he have kids during the 18 years?
No, he didn't. No.
And how old are the other kids, by the way?
Well, he has the project twins, so he has like two sons that were like about 7 months apart.
Then
he had a daughter that was like, I mean, she's like a 2 years younger than her brother. So, you know, all right now they're like 18 and over, of course. But yeah, he had multiple babies, mamas, which is a red flag. But
you
don't know.
So, yeah, again, when you meet some dudes out here, you got to be careful. You know, get you a square nerd. I think Isambard, he got something to say. He's trying to campaign. Hold on, what?
I can go down to the Section 8 office with you if that child support hasn't kicked in.
Okay, Isambard said he can go to the Section 8 office. Isambard,
he asking for it.
He really about to get knocked out today.
Isambard, she don't need Section 8 yet, nigga. Damn. All right. Thank you for the call, dear.
All right. Okay.
My God.
All the way
she don't need no damn Section 8 office. Right now.
Jeez.
Man. Anyway, y'all, look, we about to get up out of here. Don't forget, man, we got the new campaign. We got a free backpack giveaway. We're giving away backpacks for kids going back to school. Absolutely free. We're going to do it at Shades of Africa out here in L.A. It's in Long Beach. I think all of this is going to be on August 12th. I got to look at my calendar. I think it's going to be August 12th. We're going to do it in Chicago at the Culture Connection bookstore and in Atlanta at the Nubian bookstore. So y'all come on in. You're going to get free backpacks. Don't have a whole bunch of kids for one fucking family and just get all the damn backpacks at once.
You know that's how it works.
Two backpacks per family or some shit.
You know they ain't going to do it.
What if they got 6 kids?
Shit. They're going to have to share that one backpack. Shit. But we got school supplies in the backpack, so it's a nice little giveaway we're going to do, and I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. And a lot of people who wanted to contribute, you go to the GoFundMe link, go to my Twitter page at Tariq Nasheed and check out the GoFundMe. Layla, dear, what is your Instagram so somebody, the family, can bask in y'all sexiness?
Yes. Okay, so my Instagram is Miss Layla Lopez. That's MSLAILALOPEZ.
Yes, and Miss Bree, lovely Miss Bree. What is your Instagram, ma'am?
I am at Chloe B Her, guys. It's ChloeBHER. Check me out.
Yes, and y'all can hit me up on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And also, right now, if you're looking at this on YouTube, y'all follow the subscribe button. The subscribe button is right down there. Y'all hit that subscribe button right here on Ism Radio, and we're going to keep these live streams popping. I know the stream was a little janky as far as the visuals, so I'm going to work on that and see exactly what I need to do to make everything flow smoother. All right, but hit that subscribe button right here for Ism Radio, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to holler at you guys on Tariq Radio this week.